Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two Black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanik.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. What a joyous
I shouldn't say we're back because one of us has left.
We're back on the pod, and I left and I'm back in China. So I definitely sound different, I'm sure.
Yeah, you definitely sound like you're in China right now.
Yeah.
I saw your post. I saw your post about you not having your pollution mask on.
Yes. The third host of the podcast, China's Pollution. Yeah, let's see. Today is not as bad. But yeah, we're officially back. Our lungs are suffering, but you know, who needs lungs? You know, we're all gonna burn and die anyway. So
yeah, who needs lungs?
So you just catch me with my oxygen tank in like 10 years, I'll be good.
You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, otherwise doing well.
Have you started back at school?
Sorry. That's okay. No, not yet. I teach only freshmen. So this is the first week of classes for the whole university is like orientation week for freshmen. So they don't have classes yet. So I'm just dipping my toe back into the work. I'm off today. I was off yesterday. So that's nice to like be able to come back and just like ease myself in, adjust to jet lag and, you know, like unpack, you know, get my apartment. I ordered groceries today, like, you know, getting back into the routine of things. Because, yeah, I was on vacation basically for 2 months. And now I'm like, okay, back to adulting. Got it.
Honestly, good for you for being that proactive of like, time to get back on my routine. Because it'd be really hard for me to do that. It's hard for me to get onto a routine. And it's terrible when I get off of one because I'm never going back.
Right. I think something that's prompted me into it. So I just booked a trip to Cambodia in about a month. But I was like, yeah, I could take this trip to Cambodia. It'll be fun. It's like a really fun food tour and nice like 7-day trip. But I was like, girl, what money did you think that you just could blow on a week-long trip after being in expensive ass America for 2 months? So we are on a strict budget for the next month until our next paycheck. So I was like, okay, we're gonna get really organized, we're gonna buy all our groceries so we don't eat out, and you know, really count our pennies. So that's what the motivation really was.
You know what? It's so great though. I've never been to Cambodia. I would love to go. Are you going like, do you have like a bunch of like stuff planned, like what you're going to do when you get there? Or are you going to go more and just kind of like, I'm just going to vibe, I'm going to chill?
So it's actually with a food tour. So I've been on a food tour with this company before. For anyone interested, it's called Lost Plate Food Tours. They have them mostly in China, in Cambodia, as well as in Portland, Oregon. And they do like night food tours, just like a few hours, but they also do multi-day tours where it's like all inclusive. And they are the shit. They are like food focused, really nice hotels and accommodations, along with like very cool views and aesthetics and the vibes and all of that. So it's all planned out for me, which is nice.
Oh god, that sounds so fun. I'm so jealous.
Yeah so this will be my second type tour like this, so I'm very like I'm hooked. Like, it's very much my style of travel where it's like I just pay someone to chauffeur me around and take me to all the good food spots and find me nice hotels to stay in. It's very, I feel very fancy when I do it, for sure.
Yes. No, I love a nice fancy vacation. That's how you do it. Unless you're the cast of Real Housewives of New York and you get upset because somebody on your trip decides to fly first class. Have you been watching it?
Which I haven't watched any of the Real Housewives this past season,
The
but which
new
one are you referring to?
the newest like the well, you know, Roni's back and they're on season 14 of like a whole new cast, and there's been this like controversy. Well, controversy amongst the women, not the audience. The audience is pretty much like, no, you guys suck. Like, you're all wrong. But they like Jenna Lyons is one of the new cast members, and
Wait,
it's very clear they're very jealous of her because she actually has a name.
I actually have watched New Roni, so I do know New Roni. I do know Jenna.
Okay, so you know, I'm not gonna spoil it for you. The newest episode, go watch it. It's a lot of hateration in this danceree. The girls have turned off the comments on their Instagram because they are flaming their
Oh
asses because they're like they're being honestly a bunch of bitches. So
no.
I'm living for them being bullied because they were being bullies. So I'm like, good, you should be bullied back.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I do love the dynamic of New Roni with Jenna Lyon being like, it's always the best when there's an actual like famous person with a name compared to the rest of like the Bravo celebrities. And it's just, I love watching it.
Yeah, I do. I'm so on. I'm very much like I'm in my Bravo and Peacock bag right now. I'm fully immersed into Below Deck Down Under. I'm watching a lot. SLO, Salt Lake City is back. I have to watch it tonight. I think I'm gonna put it on while I'm packing. Yeah, I'm bought in. I'm ready.
Well, outside of your Bravo life, how are you doing, Sonique?
There's nothing outside of my Bravo life right now. I'm doing okay. Like I said, going on vacation tomorrow, so I'm very excited. Looking forward to seeing my sister, my mom, my brother-in-law, and my little nephew, who, you know, is the cutest thing, and he's so fun. We traveled with him to Mexico this spring, and I'm like, no, I love traveling with him, mostly because I don't have to do the hard stuff, like having to travel with him, but like I get to see him and he's just like, you know, just being cute as a button, and his little outfits running around. So
I feel like
I have a present.
babies at the beach are probably the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, hopefully we can do beach. It's gonna be so hot down there. It's gonna be in like the 90s, like it's gonna be really hot. So I'm like, I don't know how much beach we'll be doing because it's a bit too hot for him to be out. Ooh, that sand's gonna be fucking cooking. Yeah, probably not. But
You gotta get umbrellas.
we do. But yeah, he's a little cutie at the beach. He likes to wear his sunglasses.
Okay, stunning.
Yeah, he likes to be out in the town. So last vacation he was very, very hamming it up, saying hi to everybody, going to people. Like he was just like, yes, I'm on vacation, like I'm living my best life. So I can't wait to see how he's gonna be this time.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if your sister, I know how you are, but like with your family, is your nephew like the extrovert among all you introverts? Or like, because I know sometimes babies like force their parents into like talking to people when they don't want to.
I definitely feel like he's not the only extrovert in the family, but I think he's going to be an extrovert. I think he's gonna be a people person. I think he's gonna be, you know, a lot. Like I think he's a lot of good way. He has a lot of personality. I'm like, oh, he's gonna be like a little star. So I think he definitely forces them to talk to people because he like talks to he tries to talk to people. He can't talk, but he tries to talk to them.
Mr. Social
Yeah.
Butterfly.
Social butterfly is exactly him.
Well, very excited for you
Yes,
and
I
for
am
him.
Yes, he's gonna be very happy to see me. I just know you will. But I'm also excited to hear from our lovely listeners if they have anything to say to us.
Yes, they sure do. So we got a few DMs, because of course we took a few weeks off. So we have been excited to hear from you all. So we got a DM from Vanessa, which for okay, before I read this, Sonique, did you ever watch MTV The Challenge slash are you very big into the challenge?
Sadly, I'm not really, I've never really watched a challenge.
Okay. Well, this is going to be, it's a comment, it's a message basically about you, but I will appreciate it. So it's from Vanessa. Vanessa says, so I've been listening and it has been driving me crazy because Sonique sounds like someone and I couldn't put my finger on it. If you all watch the challenge, but if you do, I don't know if you guys watch the challenge, but if you do, Sonique sounds just like John A, which I would say is an accurate statement. It's not inaccurate.
Okay.
John
John A.
A,
Ha.
she was on Real World Cancun and she was on the challenge, and then she's recently been on the challenge All Stars. She's a little biracial butterfly. I'm assuming she's
Okay.
biracial. Yeah.
Is her name spelled like Jonna?
Yes.
Jonna?
But it's John A. That's how you say it.
Sure it is. Lauren, do you have like a recording of like what does this person sound like?
I don't know. It's like it, I guess you guys have like a similar tone. And
Okay.
it's not a bad thing. I think you really do sound similar. And until someone pointed it out, I was like, oh yeah, you guys do sound
Hold on.
similar.
Okay. Is it okay if I play one? I
Okay.
found some stuff from like MTV's The Challenge on YouTube. I'm gonna be the judge of this.
Whole life flashes before your eyes. I'm just like picturing every moment leading up to this point. You gotta just do it.
Okay, we have some more new
I
blood.
can hear it. I could hear it. Okay. Thank God
Yeah.
she's not like annoying. I was worried it was gonna be
No, I would tell you.
she's like, "Hi, I'm Johnny." I'm like, wow, okay, not nice.
No, it's like nothing. It's literally, it just sounds like if it was like embarrassing, I would be like, oh, that's not a nice compliment. But it's yeah, it's and she's like a great character. She's like a challenge. Like I liked her. I liked her season of the Real World. I like her on the challenge. She also is married to a white man, so I feel like you guys have a lot in common.
Girl, all you said was you have a similar voice being married to a white man. That is not in common makes, okay? Right? Like
No, in the sense of she's a good reality television character. She's not annoying. She's not like a bad
you
person.
think
She's
I'd be a good reality television character?
no, I'm just
No,
saying.
I'm not saying that in an accusatory way. I'm
Oh.
asking, like, do you think I'd be good at reality TV? I think I'm too
No.
normal. I think I wouldn't like, I think I'd be a good like Greek chorus. I think I'd be good in like my interviews. But like
I
I
feel,
think when it's happening, I think I'd just be like standing there just like, what is happening?
yeah. I think you, like you said, you'd be too normal. I think you would either be too boring to be a good reality star,
Or
and
potentially relatable and people
or
I become like
relatable,
a
yeah.
fan favorite. And it's like
Yeah.
she just says the things we are thinking, and I'm like, I know.
But thank you, Vanessa. But
Yes, thank you.
it's all good, like all good compliments to say.
Thank you so much.
We also got several DMs about Shanae Grimes and oh my God, Manny, what's her right back?
Pasquale.
Thank you. They have been doing a lot of Degrassi content. I think they
They
just recently,
have
and I feel like they're about to tease like a rewatch podcast.
a podcast.
I'm calling it.
Yeah, I thought so too, because they did like the one they redid like the one of the photos they did when like they were trying to sell their photos for like money to that creepy man.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I definitely think like I think they're gonna do a podcast, and
Same.
I'll listen. And I'll listen.
Listen, we will listen.
I'll be tuning in.
We also got, sorry, we got so many DMs about that reel or the TikTok. We also got a DM from, sorry, Katie. And Katie sent us a TikTok as well, and it was an NSYNC Budweiser commercial, and Mary McDonald was in the commercial.
Interesting, like recently, like a new, like a recent commercial.
No, it was like back, like this is like maybe season two, season three
Oh.
of Degrassi. But it's funny because it's about teen drinking. Or sorry, no, I don't, I'm not actually watching it. I'm just like getting the highlights, but it's about, it's Budweiser.
Yeah.
I just assume parents, the number one group of kids listen to about drinking. I'll have to watch it and report back later. But shout out to Mary McDonald. That means she probably met NSYNC, which is like really cool for Degrassi star. Like that's street cred for
Yeah.
sure.
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, NSYNC, especially in like 2003,
And
2004, like that'd be so cool.
the dad, who the person who plays her dad is the guy, I can't remember the actor's name, but he was in My Wife and Kid, no, My Wife and Children and Modern Family. Do you know who I'm talking about?
My wife and my wife. Are
No.
you talking about Married with Children?
Married with Children. There we go. The dad of Married and Children.
Yeah, I was like, my wife and children. I'm like, that is not a show. Oh yeah. Ed, what's his name? Ed something.
I'm looking it up right now.
Hold on.
It
Married.
is Ed
Or I
O'Neill.
think it's Ed, right? Yeah, Ed O'Neill.
Oh gosh, Al
Yeah,
Bundy.
I like him.
Sorry, I confused Al Bundy with Ted Bundy. Okay.
Fair.
But yes. But yes, that is all for our lovely listener shout outs this week.
Amazing. Thank you so much for hitting us up. Be sure to reach out to us at EWS Pod on Instagram for comments, questions, rants, compliments to me or to Lauren, because we love those. And be sure to share the podcast with the other friends and family and the person at the DMV, and leave us a rating or review if you haven't done so already, please. We'd love to see it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, also shameless plug. Wait, I first, you know, the horror podcast that I have. We're talking about M. Night Shyamalan this month because we're kicking off spooky season, all right? So I don't know what this accent is. We're kicking off spooky season, all right? So I'm getting ready for South Carolina. So be sure to tune in. We're watching some cool movies and we're talking about it on the podcast. Thank you.
You're like, I don't want to sound like the other girls. I want to sound like my own South Carolina self, you know?
Yeah, like I'm from South Carolina. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm doing Bama Rush. I think I just like I just short circuited.
I think you're, you know, when you're like, you're giving like a hi, I'm not a robot, like, can't you tell?
You
I'm
know,
human.
you ever seen like that, like the Max Headroom stuff from like the 80s?
No.
I felt like someone knows I'm talking about. I felt like Max Headroom just now was like kind of like glitching, like my head's like twitching while I'm talking.
Just a bit.
But Yeah, but if Lord, if you're ready to get into it, I am ready to get into it on this episode.
Let's get into it.
All right, so we're doing season 8, episode 7, just a one-off because we've got a few, like there's quite a few like two-parters in this season, I noticed. So to make it work, we're just gonna do one episode. Money or Nothing. Synopsis: Holly J is desperate. When I tell you desperate, she's desperate this episode to keep up her queen bee status after learning her parents are having financial difficulties. Meanwhile, Peter's mom, Miss Hatzilakos, unexpectedly drops in for a visit. She stays at his pad while she's in town, and Peter quickly discovers that his life isn't so rad. Oh my God, how old is the person who wrote this with mom around?
Oh dear. Well, I feel like
Mom's the pad.
it's always written by someone older. Like the way that like
Yeah.
synopsis or like a trailer voiceovers, it's always like work appropriate.
Yeah. In a world where Peter Stone lives at a pad and his life isn't so
Yes.
rad, once the rents are around, like okay, it's 1982. Anyway, we kick off with our cold open. Power Squad is practicing, and boy, do they need it because they're not great. But in the universe, they're really good. But to me, they suck. So Blue is like creepily lurking in the background. What are your thoughts about Blue? Because I don't like him.
I like him because I think we've reached the point in Degrassi where things are new to me. I'm taking everything at like the initial face value of how people are being introduced.
Right.
And I'm a sucker for like a mysterious
For
artistic
cornrows.
heartthrob.
Sorry. For cornrows and manicured toes.
No, but you know, if but again, if they're presenting it as a heartthrob, maybe you could catch me. But yeah, so I like him, but I am just waiting for him to let me down so that I can start hating him, if that makes sense.
No, fair. I just think he's boring. I think he's bobo, boring. Like, he's not bad or good. He's just kind of like, I think they're trying to do like kind of the artsy, like broody guy. But I'm like, I just don't care. Like, I don't care about his
Right.
stupid little sketches. I don't care about his opinions. I don't care
You
about
know.
his loving Pink Floyd. I'm like, you're 15. Like, why? Like, what?
You know what it is like he's too boring. He's too boring for you, and he's too boring for Holly J. Like they need some toxicity.
Yeah, Holly J needs somebody who's gonna like, mix it up with her, and be
Yeah.
a little messy. Like he's like, so he, because okay, so he's like at the practice, right? And he's like, okay, you, me, Pink Floyd, and I'm like, I have a hard time believing Holly J is a Pink Floyd fan. Like, what a
For
random
sure.
band for the writers to choose, like Pink Floyd. Was this when they were doing The Wall, like they did that revival of like The Wall or something? I'm like, what? Like, I don't know. I wish I just made up a band. Like, cause like it just was. I was distracted by it. Like, he stayed in line for 6 hours for Pink Floyd tickets. Like it was
Listen,
1973. And
like also I again
I like
I besides Stairway to Heaven don't know any Pink Floyd, but
Guess what? That's not even a Pink Floyd song. So, bitch, you don't like any Pink Floyd.
Oh God. Wait, so what's a Pink Floyd song?
So like they did like The Wall, parts 1 and 2, like we don't need no education. I don't think
Oh.
I could sing anymore or else it might not be my strength.
Okay, tell me why. Wait, did Alice
Comfortably
Cooper?
numb.
Wait, what's the Alice Cooper School's Out for the Summer?
Yeah, that's not Pink Floyd.
Wow. As someone that prides themselves in like really loving like old school
No,
rock, I'm embarrassed.
you definitely know Pink Floyd song. You know that's like money. Do 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 You know it. If I play that
Okay.
song for you, you'd be like, I know that song. The way I sang it was just very derpy. I'm like, doinka, 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 doinka. Like, it's not how it goes. I think you know at least one Pink Floyd song. You got one
Okay.
in you. Is that the one you thought? Is that the one you thought?
Listen, I'm a Holly J where again, if I like start catching feelings for Blue, I'm gonna lie to the day I die that I'm like a Pink Floyd fan. And yeah, I'm gonna pay this money for the tickets. Sure, why not? Like, but I don't know shit.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I mean, like, again, look, I don't know why this band was chosen. Pink Floyd is like, the thing about Pink Floyd is that it's like a band. I think people hear the noise, the name, and they're like, yes. But I think a lot of people have asked a name to name a song, but like, actually, I don't know. Cause they're like, they were of that generation of like progressive rock that like you're aware of them and that they exist. But like, if you're not, if you don't listen to them, you just like, I don't think it's a lot of their music wouldn't just be like on the radio the way that like Led Zeppelin or like the Rolling Stones would just be like you just kind of pick that up, you know? But
Right.
because their songs are long as fuck, because it's songs to do drugs to. excuse me. Oh God. So the tickets are $125, and they told us that because this is important and this is about money, you see. They've also made the Florida. I have a hard time saying Florida sometimes. The Florida Cheerverse competition, and that's a $350. But Holly J's like, it's fine. I'm rich. Pay up, girlies. We're gonna go to Florida.
Yeah.
But when she goes home at her McMansion, bad news,
Ugh.
girl. You know, it's the recession, and Mr. Sinclair made some bad investments. And they're trying to save the house at this point. And Mama is like, give me your credit card, snaps the shit in half. It's like, we're broke, bitch.
I
I
wish.
don't know what to tell.
I wish that there was. Okay, question. Do we get more of Holly J's family?
Not like in the show or like
In
here
the
in this
show.
episode. I think her mom shows up again, but I don't think, not really. I wish.
Because I forgot about like the trope, the specific trope of like mid-aughts like McMansion rich, but then the recession hitting, because that was like something that happened in pretty much every teen show at this time.
Oh,
And I was
yeah.
obsessed because I'm like, ah, yes, the fall from grace. Yes.
Or I hear recession, and I also think of Roni once again and Alex McCord being like, I am trying to survive this recession in Brooklyn. It's like,
I am in Brooklyn trying to survive.
Brooklyn trying to survive. It's like, girl, like in a really nice area. Brooklyn, like you're fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, this era of like a McMansion, it's very Housewives of Atlanta, that
Oh
house, you
my
know, it's like
God.
big and
Yes.
gaudy. It's like Venetian and shit, and
And
inside it's ugly as sin. And I'm like, you know, I'm
all,
happy your house is getting foreclosed on because it's fucking ugly.
they just need themselves a big papa to pay for things, but unfortunately,
Papa,
they don't.
Big Papa, we all need a Big Papa in our life, for sure.
Truly.
Mia, we see that Mia's like ad for like what was it called? I don't know the T-Boss.
Hydroxycut. It giving hydroxycut
My God, it is. What a throwback. Hydroxycut. Whoa.
It's of the
It is.
time.
It's up the time. It is. But Mia, Holly J straight hate. She's like, fuck this. She's talking to her mom, and she's like, you know, is there like a financial aid thing you can do to get to go to like the competition? But Holly is afraid she's gonna get made fun of. So then her mom is like, you know, we'll see about the trip, but like this concert can't happen. Like 125 for the concert? No, that's too much. They're coming for the car too. I'm like, I don't think it's bad investments. I think your daddy didn't pay taxes. I'm like, they come for the car? Like, My God.
I think it's a few things. I think daddy has another family. He can't support two households anymore. They are
Nope,
living way
not in a
out of their
recession.
means. And they just, I think before the recession, they were already kind of living like paycheck to paycheck, probably just to pay it, but they could pay all their bills, but they were still living paycheck to paycheck. And now they're like, oh, no, we can not in this recession.
Yeah, I could see that. Like they just were doing way too much. They were going on like fancy vacations. Mom was buying nice car, like purses and shoes. Also, they really couldn't afford
Yes.
that house, and they got it. And that's part of the reason why the
No.
recession happened. They got
Exactly.
loans that they actually could not pay back. So, well, the banks set out predatory loans that they knew people could not pay back. I'm not going to put this on individuals for why the why the recession happened. But anyway, so I take the bus girly. We find out that Entertainment Scoop, I guess it's like Entertainment Tonight, is doing a story on Mia because apparently like a one-off campaign is enough for them to be like, we have Know What Mia Jones, a high school student. And Peter's like, ooh, this is gonna be so cool. I guess his gay panic is over. He's like, I'm not gay.
He's like, I'm not gay. I like
It's
girls.
very fast.
I like chicks.
Chicks, man. Do you remember that from like the soup?
My God. Yes, chicks, man. Oh my God, the
With Joel McHale,
soup.
so he'd be like, let's talk about chicks, man. Chicks, man. I still
Wow.
say that, like just like random, like chicks, man.
Wow, I love that. Oh, I still love
That
the soup.
show is so problematic. I used to love it, but like I do distinctly remember that most of what I learned about Courtney Stodden and all of the horrible jokes about them came from the soup.
Yeah.
I'm like, the soup really was bullying like a 16-year-old. That was wild. But Shantae speculates how much Mia makes, right? Because
God,
now everyone's obsessed with
Shantae.
money. Blue Cable comes over. He's like, yeah, I got the tickets. I waited for 6 hours. I can't wait to see Pink Floyd, my favorite band. I am 16. And Holly J would rather just lie and say that like she doesn't want to go with him than admit that she's broke. I'm like, blame your parents. Just like my parents said I can't go.
Her pride, man, is like too intense.
Way too intense. Way too intense. It's like, just like, I mean, I would have been fine, but like, I can't afford it. Maybe he would have paid for it. Maybe he'd be like, oh, you paid me back one, like, at some point, or like, I mean, probably not
Right.
because he's a teenager. So, but he opened, I forgot like what it's like to be a teen because I also remembered like, he was like, let's go to a concert. You pay your half, I pay mine. And I'm like, you're not buying me a concert and not paying for my ticket. Like, you better buy
Right.
my ticket. Like, what? But yeah, they're children. So of course he's like, I don't just have $125 extra dollars hanging around. But Holly
But
J is very prideful and she's not gonna do it.
what's funny is that he had the money to pay for them initially anyway. So,
Well, that's true.
whatever. It wasn't going to work out between the two of them in this situation,
It just
but
wasn't.
still.
It just wasn't work out. Like he loves Pink Floyd and she loves, the
He
color
was a
pink.
skater
Like,
boy.
right. Exactly. She did ballet. Can I make it any more obvious? Fuck. Stop asking me about it. So, Holly J also is bringing bag lunch because it's funny that this is like obviously paying for lunch costs money, but I actually never, I always, my per a perception of like bagged lunch growing up was actually like you have a mom who stays at home and who can make you your lunch,
Same.
which means you have
Yeah.
money. Like that's, I'm curious to know what people think about this because I always thought like, well, also there's like free lunch programs too. So not everyone who bought lunch was actually like, was necessarily buying it with their money. But yeah, I remember the kids who like brought lunch a lot of times, like had a stay-at-home mom who like made their lunch for them. And they could do that because their dad made a lot of money. Like, whereas I was like, oh, I bought lunch because like otherwise I have to make my own lunch. I don't want to. Or like
Right.
I had to eat. So like, you bought lunch,
Right. This scene also reminded me of The Breakfast Club because it was like, ooh, parent dropping them off. And it's very much Claire like eating fucking sushi. like bringing
Love
her
that
own lunch.
scene. She brought every, she had like a little wooden board. She had like every, she had like a whole like omakase like situation. I was like, what? Like, she brought a sushi chef to like make her like individual like sushi for her little lunch. So rich.
Yes.
Remember like when, I think we've talked about this in this podcast, but like remember sushi was like rich people food?
Oh my
I don't
gosh.
remember
I
it because I
mean,
wasn't alive. It's very normal now,
listen.
but like that was like a thing in TV. Like, oh, like they eat sushi. It means they're like worldly.
Yes, but okay, going home, sushi is fucking expensive.
Well, yeah, it definitely is. But I think
I know
also
it's
just like
worth
right, everything's everything's like expensive now. So I think it's also just the economy is not great. But
it.
yeah. So Blue is hurt. She's eating her lunch in the bathroom, which I always think was a gross thing on TV. I'm like, ew, people shit in there. Like, go eat, not in the bathroom. Sit outside
Right.
or something. Like, I don't know. Leah sees this, and again, Degrassi loves to throw in like an eating disorder jab. And it's like, are you bulimic? Because she's like
Oh my
eating in the bathroom,
gosh.
and I'm like,
Right.
no, you dumb bitch. Fuck. But like, Holly J's kind of mean to her in that moment. Back at Peter's apartment, Mia and Peter are dancing because they're trying to be cute. But that doesn't last for long because Miss Hatzilak goes like just rushes in and she's like, surprise, I'm here, baby. Miss me?
Mommy's
He didn't.
here.
Come to mommy. She's back from vagina.
Cringe every time.
She's back from vagina. And she's happy to see him, but he's not so happy, right? So Holly J is walking around and she sees a help wanted sign of the dot and she's like, all right, I gotta get a job because I need money and I want to go to this cheer competition. I already lost Blue. I'm gonna try to go to this cheer competition. So she interviews with Spinner, and Spinner's not so sure about her. He's like, oh, I want you to ask your dad to buy you a channel bag. And she's like, it's Chanel. And I'm like, honestly, yeah, Spinner would not know how to say Chanel.
No, not at all.
It's for space.
Mm-hmm.
she says like, oh yeah, no, like I'm doing this because I need job experience for my college admissions applications, not because I'm poor like you, Spinner. But Spinner like gives in. He's like, fine. So she's allowed on, but she's on probation. So Spinner like is like the manager at this. He's like 19. Does he run this place?
I mean, that's definitely how like man it, when any senior worker that's been there a year is automatically a manager, no matter your age.
I guess it makes sense, yeah. I guess because of the way he manages, it feels like he's just him there. So I'm like, it's almost like he like it's his place, like he owns it. I guess is what I mean. It's like, you know. But yeah, Holly J's on, exciting. Stutes is practicing at Peter's apartment, which bold choice to have your full rock band practicing in a fucking apartment.
Yes. But I guess that's like
I'd be so upset.
if you're the emancipated like band member, like you're automatically the host of everything. You're the host for the parties, you're the host for band practice.
I
That
just
because
feel like
that
Peter
go
wouldn't be at
ahead.
that apartment for long because someone's complaining about like this teenager who like has like a band
Oh,
like practicing
right.
in the apartment, you know?
Yeah, he would have
Like
gotten kicked out.
they'd be on the Nextdoor app like complaining about him.
Right.
Like that blonde boy makes too much noise.
That
That beetle.
hippie-haired.
What are you, the Beatles? Because it's the only band that like 80-year-old
Right.
woman can remember.
Right.
But the song's about sex and getting laid, and everyone's awkward because like the principal's here, man. We can't talk about sex in front of the principal. But he's like, I don't
Also,
care. Like, apartment's for kids, not for adults.
the fact that like not only is everyone else embarrassed because the principal's there, but like Peter, your fucking mom is folding laundry in the background. Like maybe sing a different song. Like this is so
Yeah,
awkward.
let's like sing a ballad or something. Like, why is he just like, all I want to do is go outside, suck a titty? Like, what is this?
it's a
I
lot.
could not rhyme just that now. But yeah, it's like something, 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 and then I get paid. And then later I'm gonna get laid. And it's like, what? Your mama is in the room. I'm sorry. I'm not spitting that shit in front of my mom. I'm married. She knows I have sex, and I'm still just like, I'm a
Exactly.
virgin. So they are running Holly J ragged at the dot. Okay. She is dreadful. Of course, it's like Derek and Bruce the Moose are like, making her life hell. Mia and Anya come in and she's like, yeah, I'm here for like my college apps. She's like sticking to the lie, right? And oh Mia took the girls, took us all out to get designer bathing suits. Like she went took us to the designer. And Mia's like, I could take you too after, after your shift. And Mia is fuming. Sorry, Holly J is fuming. Because then Mia's also like, oh, Mia's gonna take us to like cool like fashion events. Like Mia is the toast of the town, and Holly J is just burnt toast. She's just burnt toast. She is struggling, and she's poor.
She's poor.
Remember,
And
guys, she's poor. Derek
for
and Bruce
Holly,
gave her more shit. Sorry, go ahead.
no, for Holly J, that's like Holly J, it's gonna hit anything that happens to Holly J is gonna hit five times harder because it's just, she's like, I can't be seen to lose face. I can't be poor.
Oh yeah, definitely not. She's really like grasping at straws. She's like that, excuse me. She's like Rose and her mom on the Titanic, and they're like, also a redhead, and they're just like, your father like has ruined our investments. Like all you can do is marry rich. Do you want to see your mother begging on the streets? And I'm like, oh God, mother. So she fucks an artist.
Listen,
To spite her.
who would it?
She's like, I'm not getting on the boat with you, mother. I'm with this boy with long hair. Anyway, yeah, so oh, Derek and Bruce give her shit, and like Derek complains about the milkshake, so she dumps it over his head and she gets fired because you can't be doing that on the job. People leave negative Yelp reviews when you pour drinks over their head, I've heard.
It tend to happen. It tends to happen, that's for sure.
Yeah, it happens. Like, you have to expect that. So, but Holly J is a liability at this point, and she gets cut in front of everybody, which is like really embarrassing. Have you worked in food service? Did you ever like have you ever like had to experience like customers who would do shit like this, who were just like, excuse me, like need to be
Yes. So I've worked in like very like low-end ones, like restaurants, and then I've worked in high-end restaurants as well. And I think it's worse at the lower end ones. I worked at what was it called? Colton Steakhouse in Searcy, Arkansas. A poor man's Longhorn Steakhouse. Same concept though. And I remember like the fucking like Shirley would want to take out her fucking she just made a deal on her meth. I don't know. She was selling meth, and she got enough money or won the scratcher and got to take the family out. But she would be like so like the person that would come in would be so nitpicky about the worst things, and then nothing was ever right. And like people that wanted to come in to like get a free meal, basically. And so I call them like I sometimes refer to these people as ranch people, because they are the type of person who, and listener, if you are this person, it's fine. I'm not judging you. I'm just judging your choices. This is the type of person that goes to like a Colton Steakhouse in Searcy, Arkansas, gets the New York strip well done, with a loaded baked potato, And but you would always get like a salad to come out first with your meal, and they would get an iceberg lettuce salad with only lettuce, cheese, and extra croutons, and ask for extra ranch dressing, and would put like two like dressing cups worth of ranch dressing on this iceberg lettuce and cheese salad.
Oh God.
And then sometimes still ask for more ranch. Like they were disgusting. And then they would be like, they would complain about their steak being too dry and then want to get a better one. Or they would order it wrong. They would get it medium and then be like, it's still bloody. And it's like, well, that's pink, but whatever. And so it was always something. And then they would always ask to get things comped so that it was for free. And I hated them. They were fucking worst. And but they
The
always asked for
worst.
like
That's
extra
awful.
everything. Like, oh, can we get some more rolls? Oh, this is wrong. Oh, and then like chugging Dr. Pepper like by the liter, and then you can never bring enough fast enough. Oh
Of course.
gosh, it
Someone tweeted that like people who act like that at restaurants. In a weird way, I mean, obviously rich people can be really terrible, but in a weird way, like middle and like lower middle class people can also be like awful because it's like they see restaurants as like they've like essentially like bought a servant for a couple hours. So like they treat you like shit because it's like their one little like weird power play in like the class system to feel like I'm rich. Like, get me this, do this, get me this, like doing the fucking most. So, like if you were at home and made your meal, you would not be this like persnickety about it.
Right. And it's like specifically like at like middle America restaurant, like franchise restaurants, that it's the worst. I've actually seen this
Yeah.
in China as well, because I think, I mean, it happens everywhere, right? But like in China, there's like obviously like this like massive influx of like young families that suddenly have like a ton of money, and they want to go to like the fancy Western restaurants. And so I remember going to this restaurant. It was a Gordon Ramsay restaurant in Sanya, which is like a beach town resort, and they had beef Wellington. If anyone's watched Hell's Kitchen, that's like his thing, is having beef Wellington.
I do love a beef
And
Wellington.
right, but so they were asked like, oh, how do you want it done? And so I was observing this family like basically complain about their food not being like cooked properly, but it's because it was like it was cooked like medium, like the standard. Like if you go to any restaurant, like most times it's going to be like a medium or medium rare, like standard cooking of a steak or anything. And they were complaining and then making a big show about it. But in China, like if you like, instead of like losing face because you didn't know, you have to make a bigger deal and a bigger scene so that you don't lose face. But in doing that, you lose face. So it's funny how like this thing exists in all cultures, right? Like to some degree, like in different situations. And so it's just, but always around like restaurant culture, I feel like it's so interesting.
That is really interesting. Yeah, it's interesting how like the class thing, because it also like I have a friend who used to work at like a really high-end like steakhouse in Philly. So like, opposite end of situations, so it was like very wealthy clientele, and someone took a shit under the table,
Listen.
and they don't know who it was. It's like all of a sudden there just was like a turd under the table. It was just like what?
The thing is that like there's the at a higher end restaurant, the things that people do is like worse. Like they're like the things that you have to deal with at a lower end restaurant are not the same as a higher end restaurant, but like they still be fucking up and doing some crazy shit.
Yeah, it's like wild. It's just like
Or like
people, I don't know. People just don't
I've
know how to
had
act. I think like, manners are
yes.
dead.
I feel like I've had more people like I've had worse customer experiences. I think at a higher end one, I've had a few people run out on checks. Yeah, it's just people be crazy.
People do be crazy. Like Holly when she dumped that milkshake over that boy's head. It was funny though. We love a
Listen.
classic milkshake or milk drink overhead. It's always a milk.
Also, this man, Derek, he is fully like an incel. We've addressed this, right?
Oh yeah, I mean he beat up a girl. Like he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. So if him and Mr. Mullet baseball cap are at my table giving me shit, no, we're not dealing with this.
No, we're not. We're really not. Peter ends up coming home late, and Miss H is like, waiting out for him. And she's feeling apprehensive about Peter staying by himself here. She wants him to move back to Vagina with her. And she thinks he needs supervision. Like he can't just be out here by himself as a
Right.
kid. And Peter's like, no, like I'm getting good grades, things are going well. Things are better when you're far away and her feelings are hurt, and they both go to bed
Damn.
angry.
Peter really, I mean, Miss H, let's take a look at your son. He has just a tinge of abandonment issues, I think. I
Just
think
a
we can.
scooch, just a skitchy
Gosh.
scooch. Yeah, it's a mess.
His dad is literally paying for this apartment because he doesn't want his son to live with him. You move to Regina. He's not well.
He's not doing okay. His dad literally is like, I'd rather spend thousands upon thousands of dollars than to like have to see you. Yeah, Peter's not okay.
He is not okay.
So like they're like, it's hanging in the balance. Like, will Peter stay in Toronto or will he move to Vagina? So Entertainment Scoop is at Degrassi and everyone's excited. They're all getting interviewed, like, oh my God, like you have a real model here. This is like amazing. She's like the next Giselle.
Okay.
Allie is like, you have great style. I'm like, she has boots. She just wears
Listen.
boots, guys. You can get boots too.
I feel like this is also the era, thanks to Next Top Model and our patron saint demon, our patron demon, Tyra Banks, being like, remember when people would show up to dress up and they'd be like, you need to dress down, you're the canvas, you just need to have a t-shirt, well-fitting jeans, and simple shoes and boots.
Yeah,
Everything
you could
was
only wear
pared
like a,
down.
yeah, everything was pared down, like skinny jeans or a boot cut, a shirt, and then boots or to
Yes.
heel. And she's
Yes.
giving that. She's giving like,
I'm coming back from Ghosties.
yes, she's going to go see, like, don't even look at me right now. Like, I'm just like running all over Toronto, like getting these jobs.
Little portfolio folder.
I'm like a tuck tuck. Like a map trying to like navigate. I'm like, the guy doesn't speak English, so it's like a whole like to do. I have to dress like a I have to dress like a Harajuku girl.
Life is tough.
Life is sword. I'm so sorry. I've been watching. I know we always tire. I'm not talking about Tyra for too long, but I have been watching this guy, Oliver Twixt, who does like a bunch of interviews with like past contestants. I highly recommend
Okay.
it. It's great.
Ooh, where do you, is it on YouTube or a podcast?
He's got like everybody, like all everyone and you care about. He's got them, and it's good. It's on YouTube. Oliver Twixt. That's spelled TWIXT. So not S, but X. Oliver
Okay.
Twix, he's got some really great ones. I watched quite a few. There was a fun Mame shout out. Mame actually, as we mentioned,
Okay.
Mame went to like middle school with us. She wasn't on,
Great.
he hasn't interviewed her yet, but he did interview Eugenia from the season that Carrie D won. Apparently,
Yes.
Carrie D and Eugenia, still best friends, by the way. But apparently, Tyra had talked to Mame and was like, oh, you kind of look like Eugenia. And Mommy was like, really? And like Tyra was like, yeah, that bitch. And told Mommy that Eugenia was a bitch. And Mommy went to Eugenia and was like, yeah, Tyra said you're a bitch.
Also, speaking of Roni and top model, Miss Ube Uba.
Yes.
Yes. Are
Stunning.
I tell me why I was like I was like, oh, I think this was before the cast was announced. It was before we had talked about the connection to top model Mame on the podcast. And I was like, wait, do I know her? Did she go to high school with
Wait, are you saying
us?
Uba? We don't know Uba.
No, but I think when I first saw the cast reveal of the new Roni, I thought that I knew her. And then I realized I knew her from Top Model.
Was Uba on Top Model?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been a season I
Yeah.
didn't watch.
It was definitely later, but like, I mean, I remember watching it. She was on Top Model. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Uba Hassan. Huh.
Yeah. And she
Okay.
obviously she's a model on that's her profession on Roni as well. But I was when I first saw her, I was like, wait, I know her. She went to high school with us. But before I messaged anyone, I looked her up and I was like, no, you know her from Top Model.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
her cousin's also on Dubai, but I haven't watched Dubai. I'm really
Okay. I think
not
also
interested. Dubai is not local. But anyway, models, yes, boots,
because
jeans, simple top.
it's very much like you can't you have to let the designer like be able to see you in anything. You don't want to have an overt personality too much, you know?
Yeah, not too much makeup. Pull your hair back. You're just a
Yes.
hanger for clothes.
Yes.
But yeah, and everyone's obsessed. Like, yes, it's yes. Oh my God, entertainment scoop. We love it. Holly J tells Anya that she can't make it to Florida because there's a wedding all of a sudden. They're like, oh man, who's gonna be our captain? And Shantae's like, what about Mia? Mia'd be great. They're all up Mia's ass right now. Mia has never given captain. I'm sorry, but they're like, yeah, Mia. And she's being interviewed, and they're like, what's your favorite food? And of course, she's like, grilled cheese, definitely.
Oh God, I
Wait, no,
love
that wasn't the Mia voice.
cheeseburgers.
Sorry. Wait, what's your favorite food? And she goes like, grilled cheese, definitely. It's like, girl, that is not your favorite food.
You do not eat bread.
Yeah, your favorite food is Coke and cigarettes, okay?
A Diet Coke for sure.
And don't you forget it.
Oh,
Maybe an Adderall.
Maybe if she has to
Oh, I
do
meant
something
Coke,
the next day.
like actual Coke.
I've got you now.
Yeah, she's a Diet Coke head. She's a Diet Coke head. Holly J apologizes to Leah for being like a bitch. Leah's like, it's fine. Holly J's like, yeah, I'm just like frustrated. I was like, Mia stuff is like over the top. And Leah's like, tell me about it. Holly J being Holly J decides to pry for some info from Leah. And that's when we find out that like Leah spills the beans about, Mia's exploits.
Right.
So everyone wants Mia's autograph. They're obsessed with her. And she's accepted to act the acting captain too. Holly is pissed because she's like, great, she's taken all my shine. They're asking me about my bag lunch. Like, I can't deal. So she's like, oh, I see these people outside with the cameras. So like, oh man, this is pretty great, but like, we need like a hook. We need something juicy. And Holly is like, you want juicy? I got juicy. So we cut to everybody like watching the entertainment scoop show, right? And it's like, yeah, Mia Jones, new top model. Mia Jones, sex scandals, question mark. And Holly J pops up and she's like, all I know is that people are saying that she likes to hang out around wild sex parties.
That's I don't know, but
Not
that's what I
shocking. I mean, she
heard.
does have a dog. She does have a baby. She does have a baby, but she loves to fuck, clearly.
Oh, Holly J.
Holly J. They're
It just
like, what's
rolled
up
off her
next?
tongue.
Sex tape? Rehab? We'll see.
Oh.
That was a mess. Remember sex tapes?
Like, oh yeah, I
Remember when people
also,
cared if a celebrity had a sex tape?
yeah, but also like, if okay, if a sex tape like was leaked now, that'd be major news still, I feel like.
It's still definitely major news, but I think that like the well, no, I don't want to be that optimistic. I was like, oh, I think like the I do think that the attitude has changed a bit, that people would be like, wow, super fucked up that like someone's personal, intimate moments was like leaked. But unfortunately, a lot of people are still very much like, well, don't make a sex tape if you want it to get out. You know, remember like when the
Right.
like when those like those nude pictures of like a bunch of actresses like got leaked. I think like
Right.
Jennifer Lawrence is one, and people were like really shitty about it, and just like, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you take naked pictures, like people are gonna want to link
Exactly. Yeah,
it.
so I think I think people the there'd be TikToks about like, so I feel like it's just really crazy how no one's talking about, like no one's really talking about, but then like it's like everyone, there'd be memes made as well about the tape and the scenes in the tape, you know?
I think it also depends on the celebrity. Like people's like I think beloved celebrity is probably going to get a lot more sympathy. But if you, God forbid, you're a celebrity that's like very divisive or people don't really like, then it's a like whatever. Like open season. You know? Like when
Yeah.
Gawker, isn't it Gawker that posted like Hulk Hogan's like sex tape? And it
Ew.
was like, yeah, it's like ew. But it was like
Ew.
they did it like it was like, yeah, we did it, we got it. And I'm like, that's like shitty. Like, yeah, Hulk Hogan's like sucks, but still like I don't think anyone deserves to have like their sex tape
Yes.
leaked. Like, don't do that. Like, it sucks.
Also, why do I think now this is probably a this is probably bad for me to think, but do you think Hulk Hogan was like, hey, let's just let it get out.
I
I need some press.
don't think so. I think I think he's like really mad about it. But also, like, I could see that.
Also, like, Hulk Hogan is gross. No, thank you.
Didn't he die? Is he alive?
No, I think he's alive. He's so old, though.
Oh
I
my God.
think.
If I was on a street and someone was like, Hulk Hogan, dead or alive, I'd be like, oh, definitely dead. Like, he died.
That's how I was when Bob Barker died. I was like, oh shit, he's still alive. Or he was. Let's see, Hulk
I think like
Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, like, honestly, I think I heard that he had a sex tape and I was like, he's dead. Like sex tape, because like, ew, I don't want to see that.
Okay, so he is. Okay, you know how he's like always looked old because he's had white blonde hair? Now
Yeah.
he's like he looks like fucking Gandalf. There's a... Wait, let me share my screen. I'm gonna show Sadiq. Go look up oh, you disabled it. Okay, look up Hulk Hogan 2020. There's like a picture
Okay.
of him, I think, looking into someone's car with sunglasses on, and he straight up looks like Gandalf the Great.
Oh my God, yeah. Looks like a wizard.
So he looks better than I thought he did, but like, you know how like hamburger, like McDonald's hamburgers, if you leave it out for 10 years, it looks exactly the same because it's like artificial. That's what Hulk Hogan looks like. He looks exactly the
Why would you compare him to McDonald's
same. Because that's what he looks like. He's like jacked up on so much shit that like he
Yeah.
hasn't aged
See,
except his
that's
like.
funny because I remember like that show, The Hogans, and his daughter looks so
Yeah.
old. Hogan knows
Yeah.
best. Remember his daughter
Yeah.
looked like so much older than she had. So he looked she looked
Yeah, Brooke.
like she's like 40 and she was like 17. Yeah, that's funny. McDonald's. But yeah, don't like sex tapes, even if it is of a McDonald's hamburger. It's fucked up. Don't do that to anybody. It's mean. So Mia wants to run out and cry. They're at Peter's apartment. But he consoles her. He's like, it's fine. And she's like, but it's kind of true. And he's like, even better. I love that. He's like, it's okay. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm not judging you. Like, he's actually, Peter's being decent. He's like, yeah, it's fine. He's like, you know, I wish I was there to film it, but like, it's fine. Like, next time you do it, like, call me. I'll get my camera out.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can make this work for both of us. Mrs. Sinclair comes in while like Holly J just watched her just like ruin a girl's reputation. She comes in, she's like, oh my God, guess what? Heather sent money for you to go to the competition. And I'm like, damn, you did all that for nothing. Like, you just were mean. And now you can go to Florida. You didn't have to do that, Holly.
Right.
Miss H apparently overheard Peter consoling Mia, and she's really impressed by how mature he is, and she's really proud to see, like, you know, how much he's grown. She just misses Peter, and it's been really hard on her having to take care of her mother, you know, but it's a sweet moment between the two of them. She's like, wow, you aren't a piece of shit like your dad. Thank God.
Just wait.
I know it's a little too soon to tell. Of course, though, Mia's at school and she's being harassed by like all these guys, like, because of course they would just, you know, be disgusting with her. At Power Squad, Holly J walks in and their cheer, 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents a dollar. Come on, Degrassi, let's make them holler. Like,
Who
what
invited them to a competition?
1955, 1955 ass cheer? Like, Bring It On came out already. We got like Burr. It's cold in here. You talk about 1 cent, 2 cent, 3 cents a dollar. Vote for Eisenhower. Like, what?
The thing is, okay, is that this is the cheer that they're practicing so that they can try and place in the competition.
In Florida, where
That
all the
okay,
cheerlead the mecca of cheerleading,
literally, F
Florida,
exactly,
Daytona.
exact Daytona, Orlando, it's everywhere. Okay,
Yes.
like, God damn.
These bitches suck. I don't believe they got invited for this. I think it's bullshit. I think it's like a scam. Someone's
This
collecting
is
their money and running with it.
okay. Actually, these are scams because, like, okay, because this happens a lot in like pre-college like competitions. So like you're invited to these things, but you have to pay to get there. And then there's like
Right.
50 million like divisions. So like technically anyone that wants to come can come and compete.
Exactly.
And if you can't afford it, then you just don't get there. So it's like a for profit thing, you know?
Oh yeah, it definitely isn't like, you know, like a legit, like it's giving dance moms. Like, she's like, oh, it's a competition that like you just have to pay a fee to go. Like, it's like not.
Yes.
It's very
Yes.
like, oh, star power dance competition in Gary, Indiana. Like, what? Who's heard of this? Like, ESPN
Exactly.
is not airing this, I tell you that
No,
much.
definitely not.
So they're doing a little stupid ass cheer, and Haji comes in. She's like, okay, great guys. Like, I come to Florida. Aren't you happy? And they're like, no, bitch. Like, it wasn't very team spirit of you to like, you know, throw one of our girls in the bus. Everyone knows about what happened. Mia is told them, and they all understand. And they're like, you're voted off the cheer squad. How about that? Mia does noticeably not vote her off, and she is kind of kind to her considering what Holly
Right.
J did. But yeah, Holly lost the power squad because she did some fuck shit,
Exactly.
and she
Well,
deserves it.
she
It was
does.
mean. It was
Exactly.
so that's so mean to be like, yeah, she goes to sex parties and she's a slut with a baby. Like, what? On TV, like, cut it out. And also, I don't know why she wouldn't realize, like, it actually probably be good for Mia's career. Like, ooh, she's like a party. Like, ooh, like, scandal. You know, any press is good press. Everyone knows that. So
Exactly.
she walks out to Grassy, sad, but she's like, oh, great, Blue's here, my fallback. So she goes over and she's like, okay, guess what? Like, I can go to the concert. Aren't you happy? He's not. He's like, yeah. He's like, no, I'm good. He's like, you know what? You know, Miss J, Holly, whatever the fuck. I have you finally figured out. And she's excited. She's like, oh yeah, what you figure out? He's like, you're the kind of girl that expects everything should be handed to her on a silver platter, and I'm not interested. He walks away.
Damn. Listen.
Holly J just got burnt two in a row.
It's tough. Not only that,
Oh.
this is her second time embarrassing herself in front of Blue, because she already tried to
Yes, I
throw herself at
forgot.
him. Yeah, so she's like,
Tried to give
she's
him that
done
nah.
so.
He was like, nah. He's like, no, he's like, nah, I'm good on it, thanks. So, oh, poor thing. Peter made dinner for his mother, very nice. He feels bad he didn't ask her about her life because he's a teenager, and you know, how often did you really ask your parents about what they were going through? Never. But they reconcile. She's like, you're fine, you can stay in Toronto, it's okay. Like, let's just see each other more often. And they're like, yeah, it's lovely. So at the dot, Holly J comes back with her tail between her legs. Dumb dog. Look at her. She comes back and she's like, hey, can I have my job back? And Spinner's like, who? Don't you ask your daddy for money? And she's like, I don't have any money. Okay. Like, I was embarrassed. My shit's fucked up. My life's ruined. Like, I need a job. Like, please help me. And she's kicked off the squad, everything. Sure. She's like in the pits. I was jealous. He had everything. But you know what? You have two parents. I don't. My dad's dead. You got two balls? I don't. I got ball cancer. If I can get through all of this, so can you. I'm like, what? What
This was so weird.
I got to do anything?
Was so weird. Oh my God. Be like, I can't help. Like, okay. Yes, there's definitely some things where you like, someone's trying to talk to me, like, listen, put it in perspective. You have a lot that you need to be thankful and grateful for. But like, you can't like
Right.
scold me for having a dad. Like,
Right. Like, I'm sorry. I could never imagine like someone telling me how bad like shit's for them, being like, well, at least you have a dad. Like, that's like fucked up. Like, fuck you. And if it told me to fuck off, I would deserve it. Like, that's me. Like, oh, it's like, oh, I'm just like so tough because I have one less parent. Like, no. Weirdo.
and also, like, I'm not like shit talking my dad to you. I'm saying my dad, I'm need a job because I don't have money. My dad doesn't have any money, and you're telling me that I should like shape up because I have a dad and you don't? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
And also the dad that you have is you have two balls because I have one ball. Okay. It's like, I don't know. I'm sorry for your lack of ball, but I don't know what that has to do with me right now. But I mean, it was kind of funny though. I mean, the
It
line was
was.
written to be kind of funny. So I laughed. He's like, do you have ball cancer? And Holly J's like, obviously, like, no. I'm a
I
girl.
don't think, but honestly,
But
Spinner doesn't know whether or not girls have balls or not. Let's be honest.
he doesn't. Yeah, he figures theirs is like inside. He's like, you don't see him, but like, it's inside. That's how you know.
They're in your boobs.
like, as people say breasticles, they mean like they're both breasts and also testicles. So he thinks it's like literal, like you have breasticles. So yeah, he's like, yeah, he gives her the job back and she goes to wait the table, but she's like still snippy. She's like, what do you want? And not two waters, okay? And it's okay, I guess our girl's back.
She's shading people even at her shitty job. She's back.
Yeah, I mean, we like a disgruntled like waiter. I know
Definitely.
I do. I get a kick out of that. So,
It's a fun time.
yeah, it was a fun time. That's the episode.
Oh my goodness. What a time. Listen, I do love an episode where like the queen bee who has everything is finally like cut down to size. It's a nice moment for me.
Oh yeah, I mean, I also love that it happened without like an assault, because Degrassi also loves that.
You took the words out of my mouth. Yes.
I'm happy it's just like her, like she just was mean, and then it like blew up in her face.
Was the recession. It happened to all of us.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. Did you choose a song this week?
I'm looking at a list of songs that came out in 2009 right now.
Okay.
Guys, realize I did not do one. Do you have
It's
one?
okay. I do. I actually have one this week. So, I chose a song that I think a lot of us love to sing along to, not necessarily knowing the words, but put things in perspective and was like, hey, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? And Halle J was in this situation herself this episode. She was like, you know what? If your money is gone, what would you do? And she realized what she would do. So my song choice this week is What Would You Do by the none only City High.
Nice. If Holly J was smart, she would have sold the story about Mia. You don't just say it on the news. You like sell it.
Dummy.
Dumb, dumb, dumb bitch. Yeah. Let's go with I like that song. That's a good
Okay.
choice. Yeah. Yeah. 'Cause I don't have a song.
It's okay.
I just don't. Next week we'll be back for episodes 8 and 9. It's a two-parter. Lost in Love, parts 1 and parts 2. In part 1, at Degrassi, the students are getting ready for the sweetheart dance. Yeah, we haven't had a dance in a while, so I think it's about time. Spinner's life plans begin to fall apart when he doesn't get into police college until he
Oh,
gets an
God.
unexpected visit from an old friend. Claire has to decide between KC and Connor when both guys ask her to the school dance. Meanwhile, Kelly and Emma reveal their feelings for each other and go on a date. And in part 2, Spinner is willing to try anything to win Jane back after disappointing her. Claire agrees to go to the dance, but not with the guy she really wants to go with. Kelly nearly loses his opportunity with Emma and has to figure out a way to win her back. This, so that first episode eight, sorry,
Yeah.
episode 8, we'll have to do out Arms of the Shangel. It marks the final appearance of Aubrey Graham
I
as Jimmy
know.
Brooks. And in episode 9 marks the final appearance of Jake Goldsby as Toby Isaacs.
Oh my God. You
Damn, so
know
two
it.
major characters are going bye-bye.
Listen, also like Toby has he even been in the season yet? Like
Toby hasn't been in like 2 seasons. Like, I feel like we haven't seen Toby in like 1,000 years.
Also, I literally would have never thought of him again until I'm like, oh my gosh, Toby, whatever happened to him? We're
I
about to find
know.
out.
Yeah, I can't wait to sing in the arms of the Shangel.
Yes, it's gonna be great.
Yeah. Oh God, that was a fun one. I liked that episode. I enjoyed it
Yes.
a lot. It was funny. Holly J was being really mean, and I love that. It
Yes,
was a
it's
good
always a
time.
fun time.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, keep listening. We've still got plenty of episodes, ready to go for you. Lauren, do you have anything else?
Nope. Be sure to follow us both on our Instagrams. You can follow me at Instagram at Lauren's China Life. Where can they find you, Sonique?
You can find me on Instagram at say underscore Smythe. That's SEY underscore SMYTHE. Also on Twitter at Seynique, SEYNIQUE. Oh, I'm on TikTok too.
Okay, tickety tack.
Should I plug it? I posted like one stand-up clip, my
Okay.
first video in like 2 years. I am at Almighty Smyther. That's a stupid name. I hate it. I'm gonna change it. Almighty
It.
underscore, thank you. Almighty underscore SMYTHER.
Perfect.
Yeah. But as always, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you later, Broomheads.
Bye, broomheads.